أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah number 47 to ayah number 52 of Surah Ibrahim. And these are the last verses of the Surah. In the discussion yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala called upon the reciter of the Quran that do not think that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is ghafil, Allah is heedless of what the disbelievers do. Here again Allah Ta'ala begins this sentence, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا. Do not ever think that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will break His promise to the Anbiya, to the Prophets of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What was this promise that Allah made amongst others? Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati dunya wa yawma yaqumul ashhad. It was the promise of Allah's help, Allah's assistance coming to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and together with that in this dunya and the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala will not break that promise, Allah will not breach that promise. Again and again Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Allah gives respite, Allah gives a chance, Allah defers the punishment, and those who are oppressive, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives them the chance to turn towards Allah. Otherwise, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُنْتِقَامٌ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is all-powerful, and Allah is one that may take revenge. Now that revenge that Allah speaks about here, like in the previous verses, Allah says it is on the day of Qiyamah. But again Allah describes Qiyamah in a very unique way. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. It will be that day when the earth is changed into another earth. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ, and the skies will also be changed. We find in the numerous ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that on the day of Qiyamah, the earth won't be this earth that we are standing upon, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will change it. In some narrations we find that it will be white in color, however it will be like the dough of bread. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that it will be such an earth upon which there will be no blood that was spilt, there was no sin that was committed. It will be white, and it will be as though it is plated with the light of the moon. In other words, it will have that silver type of finish on it, and hence it will not have any mountains, it will not have any valleys, there will not be any trees. In simple words, there is no place to hide, there is no place that a person can escape the reckoning from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah says then, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Then man, baraz actually means to appear fully, without hiding. Man will appear fully in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Everything will be transparent now. A person cannot hide his physical self. A person cannot hide the conditions in his heart, his intentions, inner and outer. Everything is known to Allah Ta'ala in this world also. But in this world, man has those opportunities to pacify himself that he can hide, to pacify himself that he can deny. But by Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is no hiding, there is no denying. So he will appear fully lillah, to Allah Ta'ala, al-wahid, that Allah who is one, al-qahhar, that Allah who is most powerful. Allah give us that full rahmah of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ Allah Ta'ala says now, the mujrimeen, the sinners, what condition you will see them, مقرنين. مقرنين means they will be joined together, but فِي الْأَصْفَادِ in fetters, in chains. Those people that committed different kinds of sins will be put together, they will be chained like prisoners, and they will be brought on the mahshar in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sarabiluhum min qatiran. Sarabil actually refers to the garments that people wear. Qatiran is a kind of sap, a kind of juice that used to come out from some of the trees in Saudi Arabia, in Arabia, and it was used for putting onto the camels when the camels will get rashes. It is inflammable. It is something that will combustive. When fire touches it, it is absolutely inflammable. And some of the commentators now have translated this also as tar. But it is the sap that comes, qatiran, that comes from this tree. And Allah says, what will happen? The whole body is filled with this garment. The person is wearing this garment. The garment is inflammable. The person is thrown into the fire. And now that multiplies the burn and that sensation that goes on. And as Allah says, وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ And his face will be filled and covered with the fire. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the heart also being on fire. Here Allah speaks about the outer also being on fire. In other words, the fire will be inside within a person. The fire will be outside within a person. Allah save us. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ Why all of this? Because every soul will be recompensed with what it did. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ And certainly Allah is swift at reckoning. Swift at reckoning, ulama have expressed, Allah could take the reckoning in this dunya also, and Allah can take everybody's reckoning in one single moment. From Adam alayhi salam to the last person, Allah needs no calculators, Allah needs no computers, Allah needs no hisab, no kitab. Everything in one swift second, Allah Ta'ala can do all of it. Hada balahul linnas. Allah Ta'ala had begun the surah telling us about the Quran Sharif. Now Allah Ta'ala says that this is the message linnas that is delivered to mankind. Why? وَلِيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ So that man will be warned about this message of Allah. Number two, وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ So that man will know that Allah is one ilah, Allah is one deity, one object of worship. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ And so that the أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, the wise, will take heed and will accept the advices of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq, Allah accept, and Allah Ta'ala make all of this a means of hisali sawab for all our ustads, our parents, our elders, right up to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.